This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be on the phone with a well-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Akash Shah from Kansas City, and also Jeremy Elias, the founder and CEO of a company, Track My Solutions, sort of a brilliant solution. We're going to talk about some of the thought leadership ideas and how they see healthcare and trends in healthcare. We'll also touch on their company. Jeremy, can you take a quick moment to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thanks for having us this afternoon, Scott. Jeremy Elias, founder and CEO of Track My Solutions.
And Dr. Shah, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Akash Shah. I'm a practicing orthopedic surgeon here in Kansas City.
And Dr. Shah, just a couple moments on sort of your practice. Do you do knees? Do you do shoulders? Is it sports medicine? What kind of orthopedic practice do you have? Very quickly.
Yeah, I'm a sports medicine board certified orthopedic surgeon. I also do total joint arthroplasty. So we're putting in a lot of implants into patients trying to heal them up.
In practice at a hospital, a surgery center, or a mix of both?
Yeah, I practice at a mix of both at a ambulatory surgery center as well as at a hospital.
Thank you. And then Jeremy, you're CEO, founder of a healthcare tech company, really, that provides a solution for tracking implants and tracking things put in patients to make sure over the long run the patients are in good shape and they can be discovered quickly when there's a problem. Jeremy, a little bit on your background. What's your background?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So I've come up, I was kind of always had an entrepreneur mindset. I was raised by a single parent and always had this passion to learn more and dive in. I've worked with some healthcare consulting for many years in the regulation space, consulting around meaningful use and MIPS macro, promoting interoperability, and really have a passion around this due to a personal event that happened in my life with my best friend's grandfather passing away from a defective pacemaker. Later to find out that it was recalled and it was a preventable death in many cases with the use of data and such. So happy to be on here talking with you, Scott.
Thank you so much. And Jeremy, how did you start this company? How exactly did you start it? Did you self-fund it? Did you bring in outside funding? How did you really get this going? It's not easy to start a company today and really build a company.
Yeah, it's really not. It's multiple sacrifices on many fronts, many nights, weekends, and vacation time spent on the business. We've self-funded TrackMy to date, no debt on the business, and I've really been fortunate to get with some great people like Dr. Shah and have a clinical mindset. And we're really in active business growth mode at this point, focused on bringing on key individuals and really wanting to work with forward-thinking organizations.
Well, fantastic. And congratulations. Not an easy thing to do. And Dr. Shah, you've got a great reputation in the orthopedic space. How did you get associated with Jeremy? How did you decide that you wanted to be a part of this and sort of and dive in with him?
Yeah, through the small world that we live in, I myself was trying to figure out a solution for my own situation in the sense that I was notified by a device manufacturer of a recall that had occurred. And I was concerned about my own patient's well-being being affected by this recall. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get specific information on which lot number or batch number of the recall that was being conducted. And so it led me down a somewhat windy road of man hours of my own office trying to figure out where my patient's affected, getting in touch with the medical device manufacturer, finding out if specifically my patients were affected or just someone in this region. And that's kind of what led me to this interest.
Well, fantastic. Let me ask you this question, just 30, 60 seconds. What's getting better? And I'll ask you Dr. Shah this question, I'll ask Jeremy this question. What's getting better and what's getting worse in healthcare today?
Well, in healthcare, we're doing a great job of treating more complex conditions with more complex surgery, and we're doing it with better results in the sense of there's less morbidity and mortality. I think we owe our biomedical engineer colleagues some credit to this. They're giving us better tools to get the job done, you know, minimally invasive surgery. Now, even total joints are being done as an outpatient with increased success scores. I mean, these are dramatic changes for a population that's going to have even more total joints done. And that extends across to the cardiology space, where patients are having more complex procedures done with better patient satisfaction scores and lower morbidity. So I think that's a great benefit of healthcare that we're all able to take part of. Some of the challenges are with that is we need to make sure we're doing a good job of documenting what we're putting into patients and being able to access that if we ever need it down the road.
No, and thank you. What else is getting – so getting better in healthcare is more complicated procedures that heal patients faster, healthier, safer. You see this in the oncology space. You see this in the orthopedic space. You see it in cardiology, which changed dramatically from – you know, open heart surgery to stents the last several years, the last 10 years or so, and the developments in oncology are crazily quickly making a big difference in the oncology space. What's getting worse in healthcare, Dr. Shah? And not about tracking solutions and so forth, but what do you see as like, what's a problem that you see that you shake your head at?
Well, unfortunately, the rising cost of getting some of these things done, that part seems to be a big negative. You know, there is always potentially an increased cost of doing business. I mean, the cost of tennis shoes seems to go up. And so it would make sense that the cost of medications and some of these procedures might go up. But unfortunately, they're rising at an exponential rate, which doesn't seem to be sustainable for our healthcare infrastructure.
Right, you mentioned the tennis shoes. I just bought my replacement pair online, and it felt like the price really did dramatically go up, so to speak. And so I hear you, and I relate to it. In the healthcare setting, it's completely true. And Jeremy, your quick thoughts on what's getting better in healthcare, and what do you see as an evolving challenge now that doesn't seem to be getting better?
Sure. So I'll kind of hit this from two points, Scott. So regulation would be the first thing, and the second would be a consumer-driven healthcare. So from a regulation perspective, a lot of people hear that word and they think negativity. I hear regulation and I think opportunity. What I mean by that is really from the perspective of CMS has started to push hospitals with meaningful use and promoting interoperability into a different mindset. They're pushing them into a mindset to use the EMR, not just check the box. That's really what's gone bad is we've done enough to check the box. The opportunity there and the ability to get better is what are we going to do with going further than checking the box and using the data and improving outcomes and things like that. And one real positive that I'm seeing daily is the consumer-driven healthcare. So patients are really starting to demand better and safer care. Decisions are being made on price and satisfaction versus just does my insurance cover this procedure or not. And that's the real opportunity that we have with this whole shift with value-based care and consumer-driven is the consumer is in the driver's seat to make choices and hopefully improve a lot of things along the way here.
Thank you. So sort of moving in the right direction is somewhat smarter regulation that drives people towards useful things, not just towards checking the box, and then more consumerism and patients having much better information about what they're doing and why they're doing it and what procedure they're getting and who they should get it from, what hospital, what system, what pharmaceutical, sort of everything, a better sense from consumers of that. What's going poorly in healthcare? What's not going in the right direction, Jeremy?
So I've seen a lot of things I hear physician burnout quite a bit, and we're putting a lot on our provider base, and obviously everybody is strapped for time, and the whole idea of increasing costs. So Dr. Shah really hit that one. There's a whole big thing around increasing health plan costs and such that I would advocate and argue that is preventable, but it's really a challenge right now. And there's a lot of things that are out there that are trying to improve that, but I would say that's still a constant challenge and focus of a lot of smart individuals is that rising healthcare costs is a real issue across our nation and really across the world.
And Dr. Shah, let me ask you this question. Is the driver of increased cost just the reality that we've got 325 million people and it's a labor-intensive business and hard to cover them? Is the reality of it that we just have shortages of specialists and physicians and providers to take care of them? Or is it just the advancements in technology? They're just very expensive, whether on the pharmaceutical side or the device side. Is there any answer at all to controlling healthcare costs, or is it just a runaway train?
Well, I think that there's inevitably and somewhat necessarily going to be increased costs that need to be incurred. And that can be a palatable option. Unfortunately, I think while that's occurring, we're not shoring up our expenses on those areas that we don't necessarily need to spend as much money. So whether it's over-imaging patients, you know, because of a cynical, litigious society that we live in, every patient that has a headache doesn't necessarily need a CAT scan of their head when they come to the ER. But oftentimes, defensive medicine may drive the over-ordering of labs and further studies. So some of it's just the culture we live in, that we have to hopefully and potentially have a culture change, a different way of thinking where we are actually trying to make value-based decisions that, let's say if a patient clearly is not an operative candidate, yet we're ordering an MRI to find out if they have an operative problem, does that make sense? Do we really still need to order an MRI or as such? There are some sensitive topics when it comes to the end of life discussion. When we have patients towards the end of their life in very frail conditions or perhaps of persistent vegetative state, what do we do? And what are the right answers or best answers? And those aren't black and white, easily made decisions. So there are some challenges.
They're very challenging issues. I mean, years ago, Oregon came up with a whole set of criteria as to how we're going to treat people in the last year of life or presumed last year of life, just because there's still this disproportionate cost spent on people in their last 6 months of life. And the stats are strong on how much of Medicare costs are spent on people late in life. But it's a very scary analysis, and it's a very difficult ethical and moral analysis as to how you spend that money and what you cut off and don't cut off. And very challenging discussions, but fascinating. Dr. Shah, one more question for you. You're a physician. You're also involved to an extent with some companies, or at least this one, and some entrepreneurial efforts. You know, you're a broader thinker. Any thoughts on your best advice for sort of healthcare leaders? Any thoughts? I know that's a very broad category, but let's say you're advising a younger orthopedic surgeon who's driving into practice, growing their practice, developing their profession. What advice would you have for that younger orthopedic surgeon?
My best recommendation would be as much energy as you're putting into growing your practice and taking care of your own patients, try and spend a few moments to zoom out on your lens and look at the overall state of what you're doing, what's happening in your community, and see if there's some difference that you may want to make in that. It might be something altruistic, humanitarian efforts. It might be something on a more local level. Sometimes, you know, we come out and we're so laser focused on what it is that we need to do, we forget about kind of the beauty of medicine and the impact that we can have on people's lives.
Thank you. I think that's just a wonderful perspective. And I always hear one of our close colleagues who's a spine surgeon say, you always have to be figuring out what you're doing and what else you're doing, which is sort of your core practice, what else you're doing to both strengthen the community, strengthen yourself, and to keep life interesting and keep practice interesting and rewarding. And Jeremy, let me ask you this question. You've founded this wonderful company, Track My Solutions, which is intended to help people track whether it's any kind of implant, mesh, device, anything it is implanted into the patient's body, so it's much more easily accessible in the long run and tracked correctly, particularly if there's a recall or any kind of problem. How do people learn more about Track My Solutions, the company that you founded? How do people get more information on this?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So I would encourage people to visit our website at trackmysolutions.us. I'd certainly encourage any open conversations via LinkedIn, individual messages. And there's also a group that writes some good articles from a patient perspective, MedTruth. There's been some good publicity there. Encourage individuals to read those. And I think the big thing is reach out and take action. We're certainly here to communicate and collaborate and just foster an environment to improve healthcare.
Well, Jeremy and Dr. Shah, I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you joining us today and providing some of your perspectives on what's going on in healthcare. It's just a pleasure to visit with you and get your perspectives. Just great. And encourage, of course, listeners, find out about TrackMy Solutions, connect with Dr. Shah, connect with Jeremy Elias. A pleasure to visit with you folks today. Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Pleasure, sir.